Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have one yet. You don't have one yet. This team could break the record for, you know, most guys with a receiving touchdown. Have you thought about you being the guy?
Absolutely. I've thought about it. I was just telling Virgil the other day. I was like, we're the last ones, man. Like, we got to get in that end zone this weekend. And I was like, it'd be great to be a part of history and just be that team to be, you know, years and years from now, you can look back and say I was on that team that had the most different receivers for a touchdown.
So it seems like you guys are kind of having fun with it and embracing it.
Oh, absolutely.
The everybody eats mantra has kind of carried over to you embracing this, you know, because sometimes you think, well, wow, that's an individual thing, but it really is a team thing.
No, absolutely. And like Joe's been preaching since, you know, training camp that everybody eats. And like I was telling somebody else earlier that doesn't matter where you are in the field, doesn't matter what your position is, you can score a touchdown. And that's just what Joe's done. We haven't really schemed up a game to like, okay, we got to get this guy a touchdown, this guy a touchdown. It's like, doesn't matter who it is or where it is on the field, it can happen anytime. So,
is there like campaigning going on with like you and Jalen? Some of the other guys like, all right, I got to be the next one.
No, we haven't had any campaigning. I think Alec might have said something, but yeah.
The most attempts, rushing attempts you've ever had in a season is three. Given the circumstance this week, you could pass that in one game this week. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to talk to Joe about that
one. Well, how do you prepare for a game where you know you might have to carry the ball a little bit more?
It's not really any different for me. I prepare the same way every week just because, you know, anybody's helmet can break. I might have to go in. Like, I've always been the guy that could fill in anywhere. So I've never really thought, like, oh, I could kind of take this week off. I don't have to prepare as hard. But, like, I'm ready to play any position on offense at any time.
While we're doing statistical oddities, Trubisky is the worst rusher in the NFL right now because he takes all the kneel downs at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Is that, how aware is that? Are you guys of that?
Yeah, I remember in the beginning of the season, Josh was saying that it's his goal to get Mitch 50 minus rushing yards.
He's at minus 11 right now.
Oh, not too bad, but pretty good.
How nice would it be then to take him out of last place this week?
Oh, it would be great. And it would be great. And in 2022, I think when Mitch was last year, is when I had a bunch of catches with him and, you know, just like garbage time after game. So
I'm going to try and ask this the right way. What goes into making sure you push Josh's butt the right way on a quarterback sneak?
There's a lot that goes into it, actually, because I'm thinking, like, because there's a new rule to where you can't be too close to him. So I'm like, okay, looking off to the side. I'm like, all right, is the referee looking at me? I'm like, am I good? And there's like another thing, like, I don't want to push him too hard into somebody else and get him hurt. So I'm like, kind of trying to steer him a little bit to get him through. But it's been a lot of fun. I think I'm at 100% success rate. So,
and I asked him earlier if there's an art to it, like game planning for specific teams. He said, of course. So from your perspective, like, do you just kind of have to go where he goes, or is there
like
more?
I let him, like, there's a little second pause. Like, yep, he picks his direction. I'm like, all right, here we
go.
I'm going to make sure you go all the way in that direction. So make sure you're sure.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.